Another week has passed, and we're all moving through COVID-19 the best way we can. Hope you all are safe and your families are safe as well. So, my gratitude moment of the week, again, focuses on family. So the gratitude moment of this week is about the opportunity to spend time with my son here during this podcast and in our family business. You're going to hear from Adam. I'll have a chance to introduce him. And I am one lucky mom and be able to share all of this with you. Hi, I would like to introduce you to my son, Adam. Adam has accepted the position with our family business as both our head of operations and finance. As you all know, I have announced that my aunt and uncle have retired effective this week. So I'd like to introduce you to Adam and talk with him a little bit about his journey to the family business and what role he plays in the family business, and honor the years of service that my aunt and uncle have given to the family business. So here is Adam. Hi, Adam.
Hey, Ma.
So as you know, each week I've been doing a podcast with my mom, Sandy, and she's got a unique and interesting story about her journey to Oma's Pride and how we developed the raw pet food. And Adam has a unique journey to the family business as well. So Adam, I'm so happy you joined us.
Well, thank you for having me at Oma's Pride and on this podcast.
It's great. So it's a true opportunity to get to know each and every family member. Family business is very important to us, and you are all very important to us as well. So Adam is going to give you a brief description of what it means for him and a explanation of why he chose, after 10 years, to join the family business.
Thanks, Mom. Graduated, give you a quick brief bio. Graduated from UConn in 2009, business and technology degree through the business school, and was working in the family business. I think Tanner and I at the time were trying to start or the evolution of like a new or enhanced website, helping out in our manufacturing space and sort of figuring things out. It was 2009, as you remember. There was a lot happening with the job market then. It was also a low point for unemployment and the housing crisis and all of that. So after working in the family business for a little bit, wanted to try go out on my own and do something a little bit different. And if you work or if you live in the Harford County area, you live in Connecticut, you go to UConn and then you go work in insurance. That's just what people do. And so that's what I did. Had a really cool opportunity for end up being about 9 years. I worked for the Hartford on and off, and everything from sales to underwriting, property casualty insurance, led sales teams, did a lot of technology work. I had a really good experience, a lot of we'll call process engineering work, fulfilling stuff, made great friends, worked for a lot of really good leaders. Had a chance at one point I went and worked for Accenture and did systems integration and management consulting, which was really, really interesting work. Got pushed really hard in some intense environments with some really, really smart people. Learned a lot about technology and about teams and how to push yourself in terms of work and think about the world a little bit differently. But ultimately, I knew in my heart of hearts that my Mom
calling,
likes to refer to it as calling or purpose and passion or however you want to phrase it. But I knew kind of where my heart was, and I knew that a chance to work in our family business and to help grow a legacy that my great grandparents sort of set in motion back, you know, in the 50s and earlier than that, that was a place that I wanted to try to put my mark on and a place where I knew that my heart really was. And so about a year ago now, actually, mm-hmm. After much deliberation.
Soul searching,
if you will. I made the decision to come back and started working in our operations space, learning the business again. I knew it from growing up in it. But the pet food business is a little bit different, has evolved significantly in the 10 years. And so learning the market, learning technology, learning our customers about our products, and kind of falling in love with it over again. And now I've moved also into the financial space, which I actually just finished my MBA at UConn in finance. So a space that I'm also comfortable in, and helping our family business grow, making sure our products are of super high quality, making sure that our teams have clean, safe, healthy work environments to be a part of, and making sure that what we're putting out there for our customers, like I said, is reliable, is clean, is of the highest quality. So I'm really excited to be here. I'm excited to be a part of the family business and try to continue the legacy and to make sure that Oma's Pride is setting a high standard.
Thank you, Adam, for sharing that. I really love having an opportunity to talk to all of you each week, and having Adam sitting here with me after watching his journey to the family business. As you know, that's my passion and purpose, is to making sure our family business continues to evolve and transition from one generation to the next. And I'm very proud to say that it is actually an honor to sit here with Adam, and he brings tons of experience and love and care into the family business, which gives me a lot of hope and belief that this family business will continue on for many more decades. And you are all such a huge part of our Oma's Pride family. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time to hear more about our family business. And as always, feel free to share any feedback you might have. And once again, lots of gratitude for all of you. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. And you will hear more from Adam next week. What a beautiful opportunity to spend time with Adam today and all of you. Next week, Adam would like to share more about his team. So Adam's developed a great team over the past year in our production and our fulfillment. So I'd like to talk a little bit more with him about that. And you guys can learn more about our family business in terms of our family that works with us, all of us in Oma's Pride.